You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak, and that's Tycho from the album Epoch, nominated for a 2016 Grammy. Scott Hansen started this music project with Zach Brown and Rory O'Connor. Scott and Zach came by on the day of their show this week at the Golden One Center. They were reveling in the experience of a homecoming.
Obviously, Zach and I both have deep roots here, and I moved about 11 years ago, but most of, you know, everything where Tycho came from is right around this area. I went to Sac State and lived downtown. So, you know, at that time, I think I was just kind of finding my way with music. And then so to come back and kind of have it be full circle has been really fulfilling.
When you were here and forming a sound and exploring music, Arco Arena was the big stage, right?
Yeah.
So which bands were you listening to? What were your concerts from that time?
First concert I ever went to was at Arco, and it was Steve Miller Band and Joe Satriani.
Yeah. Everybody remembers their first concert. Yeah. What was yours?
I was at Arco Arena, too. It was Rush with Primus was opening up for Rush on the Roll of Bones tour.
Yeah. You're making everybody scream in the building. Oh, yeah, I was there, too. So did you ever, of course, imagine that your music would be on a stage that big and in Sacramento at some point?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. Yeah,
yeah. I think the last first show Zach and I played together was at Fool's Foundation, which was like this little room underneath Old Spaghetti Factory on J Street. And then, I mean, my first show ever was at Maryland's, which is not the original Maryland's before the second or third iterations or whatever. So, yeah, we never envisioned this.
Things have changed.
Yeah, I think it's a video game bar now.
Oh, yeah.
And Fool's Foundation isn't even there anymore.
No. Yeah, I got to imagine it's not.
So, Scott, you grew up in Fair Oaks, which is, I would say, one of the most rural suburbs of Sacramento. Zach, you were more downtown in your years. But I've heard you talk about music in a way that you try to find an imperfect quality, an open quality. And with your art, you make it very breathable. And it seems that that kind of rural upbringing has had a big stamp on what you create.
Yeah, I definitely think that informed it. I mean, when we moved to Fair Oaks in 1983, it was definitely a much more rural area than it is now. And there was kind of like a pastoral setting with creeks running through kind of like horse pastures and all that stuff. So and the river and all those things, I think just kind of the connection between how I saw my parents' life and all the ephemera and the imagery that, you know, like old pictures and even the wallpaper in our house, all that stuff was kind of this holdover from an era that I think had a much more human or organic quality to it. And as I grew up and I started making music, I think the digital tools that were at our disposal were kind of almost too perfect. So I've always been trying to find a way to bring those elements back into the work by, you know, making imperfections in it by scanning textures or, you know, doing the same with music.
Maybe we should start with some of the music from Dives so we hear some of that early sound. We haven't described so much yet that it is this ethereal, atmospheric, ambient style of music that is electronic. Here's a bit of A Walk.
I'd been working on that piano riff for, I think, over a year, just kind of like kicking it around, and then I made a demo out of it. And that was actually the first song on the demo that I originally sent to Ghostly, the record label that we're still on now, and who's released the last three records. And the interesting thing about that song is that I wrote it in Sacramento, the beginning of it, and then finished it in San Francisco. So it kind of like, that was the bridge between moving from Sacramento to the Bay.
I'm talking with Scott Hansen and Zach Brown from Tycho. What matters to you in playing your music at a big venue? How do you want the sound to be just right, and what is just right?
Well, I think, you know, there's always a struggle in trying to translate something that's supposed to be so insular and engrossing, where we want to pull people into the experience with the visuals and have it almost feel like they're the only person in the room and they're watching a movie with headphones on or something, you know? So it's really tough to scale that up to bigger venues, but, you know, I do enjoy playing bigger venues because the lights are bigger and the screen's bigger and all those, you know, you can scale the production up in all these other ways, but it does affect the experience of the fans. So we're always trying to find a way to like keep that immersive thing going in a bigger space.
And also just interaction with the crowd when you're performing. I feel like the bigger the stage gets, the further back the people get, and it's kind of a little bit harder to feed on the energy, but you kind of, I guess, draw from the larger production. And
as you watch the faces, where do you think people go with your music?
I don't know. It's a good question. People seem pretty blissed out, a lot of smiles. Yeah.
A lot of clothes. You look out closed and there's a lot eyes, of people yeah. just have their eyes closed and they're like swaying and you're like, okay, that's
yeah.
that's awesome.
I guess where do you go? You have to be very focused on everything that's happening electronically and technically, and you're listening so closely to your music too, of course.
I've noticed our perception of the songs is definitely a lot different than what I hear from a lot of people. And the show for us is really about driving the intensity of the songs up and making them a lot more aggressive and have some more energy to it. So for me, I'm just like, this song's super intense, and then you're seeing these people like swaying and you're like, okay, they're getting a totally different thing out of this. You know, some people in the front are going crazy. So it's, you know, usually for us, yeah, every second is like this new thing to be focused on, and you're trying to always keep up with that. And it's never boring. So
with what you just said then, we heard a bit of Dive. Now we have Epoch, which technically is your fourth album, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's listen to a little bit of Division, and I think there's much more of that rock element, maybe a little more of what you're calling aggressiveness to it.
Yeah.
Me for a moment. I thought, wait, that was a glitch, but you're giving me
yeah.
staccato. You're giving me pause beats in there.
Yeah, yeah, that's the first song we ever wrote in 7/8 time. So yeah. It's got a different weird time signature. So I chopped the drums up even more to make it kind of weird.
How many layers of guitar are in there? And are you doing all the guitars, Zach? Do you ever do guitar lines, Scott?
Yeah, I do a lot of guitar. He does a lot of bass and most of the like lead guitar stuff. But it just depends on the song. I used to play a lot more of the acoustic stuff, but that's all him on guitar.
Did I hear you say in many, many interviews back that there was a point when you were really shy about being on stage with what you do because it was just you and maybe a laptop that you didn't know if that would be all right for an audience?
Well, yeah, and it's just, I was like, terror is all is the only word I could use to describe where I was at with that. And then, yeah, you know, you get on stage enough times, it gets better and better. But I mean, having the band up there is definitely a huge like safety blanket, you know? And then also, interestingly enough, the bigger the shows get, the easier it gets because you see the crowd as this kind of like entity instead of all these individuals who are like staring right at you. And so you're not like thinking so much about people like critiquing or seeing what you're doing. So it's actually gotten better over time as we play bigger places.
How does that work? Because when you're going to record, you are literally working with every note, aren't you?
Yeah.
Choosing and manipulating, and then you get into a setting, you do start becoming more organic about the process. How does it change?
You know, each performance is going to be slightly different, and I think that's the beauty of, you know, going to see something live. And I think the more I get comfortable with the song, the more I'll be apt to change it playing live, and I think it just gives the fans a different experience. And like Scott says, music seems to be pretty chill on when you're listening to it at home, but in a live setting, be more aggressive with it, play a little bit harder, you know, can just bring another thing to the table.
Let's listen to a little bit of a song titled Sunrise Projector by Tycho, and this one's going to bring back some memories. We'll talk about it afterward. Vocals.
Yeah.
We have sound there.
That's a VHS. I just taped hours of Sacramento public access TV years and years ago. And I, for that album, I just chopped up a bunch of parts of it. So that's just like random stuff from TV.
It's a bit of a hallmark of your music, especially earlier on, where you would just grab pieces of sound of life, even breathing, traffic, whatever it might be, and incorporate it.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was always inspired by vocal music, but I never really had like concrete ideas about what I wanted lyrics to be. But I just really liked the human voice as like a textural element. So I usually chop up like syllables or like size or breathing in and out and map those to a keyboard and kind of play it like an instrument.
So, the Grammy nomination. How has that changed life for the band, bookings, or expectations for that matter?
What do you think?
I don't know that it's changed it a ton. I definitely think the perception changes. I think for a lot of people, that's a thing that they can point to and say, like, this is a, you know, legitimizing factor or something. So, you know, even if they don't know the music, they're like, okay, the word Grammy is involved in this conversation, so there must be something to it. I think there's that, but I don't know that in any real tangible way it's changed our careers, but I'm sure it hasn't hurt.
It legitimized me, for my parents at least.
Yeah, definitely. That's a family.
They're like, oh, you are a real musician.
Oh, you gotta love that. Yeah. Well, Epoch is part of a three-part journey, and we'll talk more about that next time when you're here. We want to close the show with Awake.
Perfect.
Which is another big statement from Tycho. Welcome back to Sacramento. Welcome,
thank you so much.
Welcome
for
having back
us.
Home.
Yeah, we're excited.
Glad to have
in.
You both in the studio. And Zach, it seems that you're a great host. He's in good spirits.
Yeah.
Tycho will be on tour in Europe for the fall, but over the holidays, Scott Hansen is back in Northern California. He's doing a DJ set at Snow Globe in South Lake Tahoe. His show is Friday, December 29th at 8 o'clock. There's more conversation and links to some of the band's videos at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight Music for this month. I'm Beth Ruiak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Chris Remington, and Cody Drabble. We had digital support from Joanne Soria and Chris Hagen. Andrew Nixon worked on location on the videos with the bands. Thanks also to Anthony Van Hook and Paul Conley. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Have a great weekend. Go out and see and hear some live music. Thank you.